Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Dallas County Health Department Public Information Officer Ann Cochran.
So as the summer continues to go on and people are enjoying their vacation away from some of those normal responsibilities, namely school, but we're kind of getting here to the last half of the summer here. And should people be getting their children scheduled for their back to school exams before the school year kicks back off next month?
Absolutely. Remember that most clinics are booked several weeks out. If you wait much longer to schedule appointments for your kiddos, you won't be able to get them in before school and fall sports begin. If you don't have a regular clinic that you normally use for your children, go ahead and call Health Navigation at 515-993-3750, and we can help you locate a clinic. Your children who are 12 years old and older can get a COVID-19 vaccine and the other vaccines they need at the same doctor's visit.
Now, in terms of these appointments, you know, what kinds of things should people be scheduling right now as it relates to those getting back to school exams?
Well, that depends a little bit upon their age. Children between the ages of 4 to 6 still have those shots that a lot of people refer to as the kindergarten shots, and those include the boosters for the last set of shots that they need for that. And so that's important, and it just depends on where your child is on their schedule. But developmental regular checkups with their primary doctor are very important, because you can check things like, oh, the curvature of the spine that sometimes shows up around junior high time. So even if your son or daughter is not eligible for any kind of vaccine, that doesn't mean it's okay to just skip their annual checkup. You want to catch any problem before it gets worse, and then there's real problems.
Now, it was announced that the coronavirus dashboard here for the state of Iowa will be slowing down its periodic updates of statistics that people can go to that website and see. Now, what should people know about that slowing down of the updates when they do log on to that website to see what's going on either in their county or their area as it relates to COVID-19?
Fortunately, because many folks have been vaccinated, there are fewer changes to report on the updates. Early on in the pandemic, there were daily significant changes in numbers, and that's just not true anymore. So even if you get information that's 4 or 5 days old, it's still fairly accurate. Right now, 64% of adults in Dallas County are vaccinated, as are 35% of those between the ages of 12 and 17. And since demand for testing is at its lowest levels in more than a year, the number of testing sites has decreased, but you can still get tested at many local places, including clinics and pharmacies and other retail testing sites.
Now, kind of in relation to that, you just mentioned how many people here in Dallas County have been vaccinated. Now, in terms of that vaccination rate, are things continuing to slow down in terms of people wanting to come in and receive those vaccinations?
Most people who were really interested right away have had that done. Vaccines continue to be widely available locally, so when you're ready, your clinic is ready. Many pharmacies are also able to vaccinate on a walk-in basis. As always, the vaccines are free, and you don't have to worry about insurance or anything like that. Just show up and they will help you out.
Now, kind of recently, those vaccinations were made eligible for those as low as the age of 12. Now, as those vaccinations have been continuing and going out, has there been any movement on possible vaccines for those younger than 12 years old? I know there's some research going on into the possibility of that, but kind of what is the status of that right now?
Yes, the research is being done very carefully and will take some time. The general public should not expect big news about that for several more months. As always, any kind of research on vaccines is a slow process. They have to use that on on many different groups and different scenarios to make sure that it's going to be safe, effective, and will work for a variety of different kids of that age group. So no big news yet, but behind what we're seeing, yes, there's lots of activity going on and the research is being thorough.
Now, as of recently, statistics here in the United States show that most COVID-19 deaths are now among unvaccinated people. For those people who are out there who may still be remaining hesitant about receiving a vaccination, you know, what do they need to know about coming in and getting their vaccines?
An important point is that the new variants may spread more easily and quickly. So even if you have had COVID and you figure you don't need the protection, your natural immunity from having the disease may not protect you against the new strain of the virus. All three of the available vaccines have been shown to reduce your chances of getting sick from the mutated variant.
What would you want to say to those people that may be hesitant on coming into their county health department or their provider to receive those vaccines?
That's one of the reasons that the vaccine ambassador program is being organized. The health department realizes that not everyone gets their information from the same source, and ambassadors may be able to reach individuals who still have questions that they would like answered by trusted sources. That is something that the ambassadors can perhaps speak to those concerns and understand where the hesitancy is coming from.
Now, in terms of that vaccine ambassador, you know, where is the health department at with that program?
Well, we would welcome anyone who thinks that they may be representative of a certain group that they may be able to speak to peers, certainly to contact us.
Now, is there anything else that you would like to talk about or mention?
Well, one thing is that the free summer meal program is open, and this is all over the state. You can go on the internet and look up summer meals, and you can find a site, for instance, in Perry at the Perry Elementary School, Monday through Friday, from 11 in the morning until noon. Any child up to age 18 can go there and receive a free meal. And this year is a little different. It's more convenient. Each child does not have to be physically present. A parent could come and pick up, or one, you know, say the oldest child in the family could go to the school and get for themselves and their siblings. So that would be a great option, particularly for parents who normally have their children on free-reduced lunches, or just simply families who both parents work and you've got maybe an adolescent and a couple of younger ones at home every day. It assures that they will get a nice, nutritious, balanced meal each noon instead of maybe the peanut butter and jelly or mac and cheese that the oldest one can come up with.
And that was our conversation with Dallas County Health Department Public Information Officer Ann Cochran. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.